The Lord be with you. A reading from the Holy Gospel according to St. John. Jesus said to his disciples, "Do not let your hearts be troubled or afraid. Have faith in God and have faith in me also. In my Father's house there are many dwelling places. If there were not, would I have told you that I'm going to prepare a place for you? And if I go and prepare a place for you, I will come back and take you with me, so that where I am, you also may be. Where I am going, you know the way." And Thomas said to him, "Master, we do not know where you are going. How can we know the way?" And Jesus said to him, "I am the way, the truth, and the life. And no one comes to the Father except through me. If you really knew me, you would know the Father also. From this point on, you do know him, because you have seen him." And Philip said to him, "Show us the Father, and that will be enough for us." And Jesus replied, "After I have been with you all this time, still you do not know me. Whoever has seen me has seen the Father. How can you say, 'Show us the Father'? Do you not believe that I am in the Father and the Father is in me? And the words I speak are not spoken of myself. It is the Father who lives in me, accomplishing his works. Believe me that I am in the Father and the Father is in me, or else believe because of the works that I do. I solemnly assure you, the one who has faith in me will do the works I do, and greater far than these." Why? Because I go to the Father. The Gospel of the Lord. So I hope you're having a happy Mother's Day, and what nice appropriate readings to deal with on this Mother's Day, on this post-resurrection period. Great reflections, particularly from the Acts of the Apostles. We see the great energy and life in abundance in the early church. And it begs the question, what happened to us? Yeah. What happened to us? They had a great energy about this after Jesus departed. We read today in the first reading, "Then Peter stood up with the 11. He raised his voice and proclaimed, 'Let the whole house of Israel'" — oh, that was last week. Yeah, that was good too. "But as the number of disciples continued to grow, the Hellenists," and that was a specific sect within Judaism, and they had their own very specific and definitive beliefs, "the Hellenists complained against the Hebrews because their widows were being neglected in the daily distribution. And so the 12 called together the community of disciples and said, 'It is not right to neglect the word of God to serve at tables. Brothers, select from among you 7 reputable men, filled with the Spirit and wisdom, whom we shall appoint to this task, whereas we shall devote ourselves to prayer and the ministry of the word.' And the proposal was acceptable to the whole community, and they chose Stephen and the others." Now, that Stephen was something else. He was quite an enthusiastic one. What's wrong with that picture? No enthusiasm? I think they had a lot of that. No women, right? No mothers, absolutely. And historically, that has been an integral part of our struggle. We wouldn't have a Catholic Church if it weren't for women. You know, we think maybe it's because of men. It's because of women. And the, you know, you look at the people who do that service and provide the services in the church and take care of. It was the very things they were talking about. But interesting, Now, that's a little piece of clericalism going way back, right? The lack of integration of all of the gifts and all of the realities. And then Peter picks up, has another great shining moment in this teaching about saying, brothers and sisters, beloved, come to him, a living stone rejected by human beings, but chosen and precious in the sight of God. And living stones, as living stones yourself, let yourselves be built into a spiritual house to be a holy priesthood, to offer spiritual sacrifices. And then he goes on to say, the stone rejected by the builders, we know that one, stone rejected by the builders has become the cornerstone of the building. And what a grace that has been. And he becomes the source of challenge and the source of stumbling for a lot of people in the world. The Christ does. Because we all know him innately, being created in his image and likeness. Whether we respond to it or not, that's our particular choice. But we all know him innately because we are created in his image and likeness. So Paul goes on to say, be aware of this stone, because we are living stones ourselves like him. And that stone that was rejected by the religious leadership turned around through the passion, death, and ultimately resurrection, turned around and became the very reason why we gather here. There's no other reason for gathering but him. And then Jesus gives us the real peace. In the gospel passage, this is one that we use quite often when our loved ones die. It is a very common gospel passage, John chapter 14, the early verses. Jesus is very deliberate about it. He's preparing to go to the Father. He is telling his disciples, here's what I want you to be attentive to. While I am gone to prepare a place for you, here's what you can do. He said, do not let your hearts be troubled or afraid. Have faith in God and have faith in me also. In my Father's house there are many dwelling places. If there were not, would I have told you that I was going to prepare a place for you? Every single one of us, he is preparing a place for. It's our choice whether we choose to accept that invitation or not. But he is preparing a place for every single person without exception. Good, bad, or indifferent, no matter what you have done, no matter what you have failed to do. That's our God. He's very clear about it to his disciples, preparing a place for you. And I will come back. Now, it's a promise that has been made to each one of us in our baptism. And the gospel is an invitation to us to look at how are we responding to that invitation? Having a home in him. Preparing ourselves to be with him in the place that he has prepared for us. A prison governor once said, if you were to give the prisoners a choice between going home or staying here in a luxury suite in the prison, complete with color TV, a sauna, cocktail cabinet, and so on, he said there's not a single prisoner who wouldn't choose to go home. That's quite an experience. Because so often we get caught in the trap thinking it's about the things and we would stay because of the things. But that was quite an observation from somebody in that kind of a position. Why? Because we all know about home. Home is where the heart is. Home is where that longing is. When things fail, or when things become disappointing to us, or we become lonely or tired, we always think of home, going home. Let's go home. Let's go home. I want to go home. You think of all the songs about going home. I'll take you home. Again, Kathleen, one of the great tear jerkers for people. I'll take you home again. How important that reality is. Country roads, take me home. Hey, rock me mama, you know, the wagon wheel. And hey, oh, take me home. The importance of home. I want to go home. Even Ed Thomas wrote a song, and we might get it later. We'll wait. He said no, but we'll see. But he wrote a song, riding home on the train from Notre Dame many years ago. He and his brother, when they were jazzing along on the train, song is titled, I Want to Go Home. I want to go home. Don't we all? Because that is one of the great realities in our lives. That's the teaching place. That is the nurturing place. That is the loving place. That is where we are somebody, no matter how much we fail. No matter what difficulties or obstacles, home is where I want to be. Home is where we are safe. How many times and in how many different circumstances have we just heard people say, I want to go home? From very early on, when I was disappointed with my friends, hey, I want to go home. And when we go home, you know, if you know you're going home, the trip is never too long, it's never too difficult. Because we know and we understand something special. That is essentially where we are loved. Yeah, we have plenty of conflicts and fights and scraps and all of the difficulties, but that's where we are most taken care of and nurtured for the most part. It's a shame that it's not an absolute in our world, but for most people, hopefully, that is the experience. We must go out into the world to know how lovely our home is, and then we imagine if we didn't have a home to go to. And that is the experience for some people indeed. So how valuable it is for us, home, and Jesus reminding us of the importance, I'm making a home for you. Nelson Mandela, that great teacher, after all of those years of being imprisoned, he writes in the autobiography, The Long Road to Freedom, what an experience. He talks about home and he says, while I was in prison, I had this recurring nightmare. He said, in the dream, I had just been released from prison, only it wasn't Robben Island, but rather a jail in Johannesburg. And I walked outside the gates into the city and found no one there to meet me. In fact, there was no one there at all. No people, no cars, no taxis. And then I would set out walking on foot, on the road home towards Soweto. I walked for many hours before arriving in Orlando West, and then I turned the corner to my own house, number 8115. Finally, I would see my home after those years. But it turned out to be empty, a ghost house with all of the doors and all of the windows open, but no one there at all. What an experience. Home is where the heart is. To have a home is not just to have a building, to have a house. To have a home is to have close ties, friendships, relationships, places where we are valued, places where we have a feeling of belonging and attachment. But in spite of all of the buildings that we put up and all of the roots that we put down, it's important for us to remember all of this is transitory. His promise is a place with him. St. Paul reminds us of that in 2nd letter to the Corinthians. We know that when the earthly tent in which we dwell is destroyed, that we have a place for him. That's what he is speaking of in the gospel. What a great gospel. How important it is, and we learn all of that at home. We learn all of those values. We learn all of those invitations to be prepared to take our place with him and to find our home with him. Isn't it ironic? Some people say to mothers sometimes, do you work? You better believe it. The homemakers, happy Mother's Day.